South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem declines extra federal unemployment aid. By Amy Furr on August 16, 2020. South Dakota turned down extra federal unemployment aid Friday due to the high rate of job recovery in the state. Governor Kristi Noem, R., a vocal ally of the White House, said South Dakota did not need the additional funds because workers in her state have been rehired and that its economy is rebounding after suffering economic fallout from the coronavirus pandemic, according to The Hill. In a statement, Noem praised President Donald Trump's leadership during recovery and said her administration was very grateful for the additional flexibility that this effort would have provided. But South Dakota is in the fortunate position of not needing to accept it. The governor continued. South Dakota's economy, having never been shut down, has recovered nearly 80% of our job losses. South Dakota is the only state in the nation that didn't have extended benefits kick in because our insured unemployment rate has been the lowest in the nation. We have the third best housing construction market in the country. And many, many businesses are looking to relocate to South Dakota because of the decisions we made during the pandemic. South Dakota is open for business, that applies to our business owners and their employees. 55% of Americans said they approved of Trump's recent executive orders that suspended the collection of payroll taxes and enhanced state unemployment benefits, according to Breitbart News. Trump signed a series of executive orders at the end of last week after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told the president that negotiations with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senate Minority Leader, DNY, over a coronavirus relief bill had gone nowhere. The orders partially restored the federal bonus to jobless benefits, providing for $400 in additional benefits instead of the $600 bonus that expired at the end of July. They also suspended the collection of payroll taxes, which should boost take-home pay for many workers. Democrats have attacked Trump's orders, arguing that they usurp congressional authority over federal spending. Administration officials say the orders only redirect spending Congress has already authorized, the article continued. As of Sunday, South Dakota had 10,274 cases of the coronavirus and 63 people currently hospitalized, according to the State Department of Health.